Wow, how many of y'all like that today? Yeah. How many of y'all realize this now? Rabbi, I agree with you. When we get to heaven, we'll all speak Hebrew. But we're all going to sing like Billy. Ain't that going to be cool? Some of you never sing. Be about, be ready to go. Billy, thank you wherever you've gone off to. And I thank Billy that he allows God to use who God made him to be. And he blesses us Sunday after Sunday because that's what God's given him to do. Okay? Man, it's great today. We come at the hub. This is one of those scriptures. John Paul, you know, is a teacher of the gospel. It's one of those parts in the Bible. It's very clear who he is. Very clear who he is. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 15. And did I thank you all for showing up today? If I didn't, thank your neighbor for showing up. Would you just say, hey, thanks for showing up. Come on, thanks for showing up. That's great. You know what? Half the battle of understanding faith is this. You got to be willing to show up. See, I'm not worried about God. People are always worried about God. I'm not worried about God. I'm not worried about God because guess what? I've never had God let me down one time. God's never disappointed me one time. But guess what? I find that God shows up all the time and we show up sometime. Is that honest? Isn't that real? And so here's what I want you to know today. Such a beautiful moment. Man, imagine this. Dream this. Understand this. Get with God on this. God wants to save, change, forgive, deliver, reconstruct, rewrite everybody. Meaning this. We have a God of life. Isn't that right, Day-Day? Day-Day, deep down, when you was a little girl. When you was a little girl, you had a mama that was a part of my life. And she said, Day-Day, I'm going to introduce you to the one living God. Amen. And that has shaped all else. How many of y'all glad to know that the one living God, the one and only God, the God that is creator of the heavens and the earth, that God is in here. That still blows me away. This week, I had to go to Costa Rica, and some of y'all get all, you go, yeah, that's real cool. Start a ministry in Costa Rica. You know, we don't see the ocean where we go in Costa Rica. We're in the hills. And I had to go to Costa Rica, and my heart was heavy because my brother, my co-laborer, my pastor in Costa Rica, he died. Now, I wasn't surprised because guess what? I've been up long enough to realize, guess what? Y'all ready for this? If you don't mind, just go ahead and take your neighbor's hand because it's shocking news. It's going to blow y'all away. Come on. We've got to have a little participation here. Come on. Listen, if you're trying to sit next to a good-looking girl and you get to hold her hand today, you don't say thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Pastor Steve. Okay? All right, look at here. Look at here. All right? So get your hand because it's shocking news. It's shocking news. Guess what? We all going to die. Now you can let go of your hand. I just wanted you to prepare for that. We're all going to die physically some way, but guess what? God wants you to live. Everything about God's about living. It's about life. How do I say it in Hebrew, Rabbi? Chaim. Life. Life. How many of y'all glad to know that the moment God is, and the reason he's God, because he's always, and that God is life, life. And if you look, the story of God is over and over and over and over and over. Live, 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 live. In fact, see, she gets it. You adults are so proper, you can't get it. You see, children live, adults think. Children embrace, adults consider. How many of y'all have noticed children naturally love? You put a bunch of children in a playground, all kinds of different colors, guess what they do? Play. You put a bunch of adults in a room, all different colors, and they talk about all the different colors. You see, one lives, the other interprets. But God gives so we can live. That makes sense? I want to show you, it's amazing. Hillview, you all know this. You're smelling it. You're sensing it, man. It's so cool to be together in this.
People have been coming to me and they said, Pastor Steve, something's happened to you. I said, I'm going to tell you. I said, God's always on the move. I believe God's always on the move. I don't understand these prayers. God, will you come move? Because he's always moving. Now, God does not move on my call. Now, that's where we get frustrated with God, isn't it? We pray to God, God, heal my friend. They're sick and they die. And we go, well, God, you left me out. No, it's just we can't see. And we get mad when we can't see. How many of y'all get mad when you can't see? If I'm at a ball game, and used to back in the 80s, you'd go to a ball game, women had big hair. How many of y'all remember back in the 80s, women had big hair? Even Elizabeth had big hair for a little while. You know, they double wing it up. Y'all remember that look right there? Well, you was at a ball game. If you sit in front of one of them double tunnel women, you couldn't see the game. And you're like, hey, baby, move to one side or the other. Okay, they had hair out here like this, big hair. Big cars, big mall, big economy. It was a big time. Nothing like that. We're wondering, where is the life? Same place it's always been. In God, through Jesus. That's where we are. Now we're going to live. University students, I'm glad that y'all are here. I want you to hear that God has made you to live and to make a difference. Does that make sense? And this is not your difference. Your difference should not be to gather around a flagpole somewhere and protest all the things you don't have. If that's your existence, you're telling me, Pastor, I have no life. I have good news today. God has come that you might have life so that you don't have to protest anymore and you can what?
Live.
What did Jesus do? Protest or live? What did King David do? Protest or live? I mean, y'all like, yes, David danced naked. And he wasn't a streaker. He was a dancer. I always tell people, Rabbi, that God was Jewish because God couldn't be white because that would have been an awful boring heaven. You imagine a white heaven? Let us now take a vote this afternoon to see what we're going to eat. All those in favor, yay. All those opposed, nay. That's hell. God says, let us come and eat. Doesn't he say in his scripture, let us drink, let us be merry, let us live, let us understand, let God reveal. And I've said all that to say this, we got a God that's a creator. Guess what he said? First words out of God's mouth. Anybody know the first words out of God's mouth that we have heard? Clay, you got them. Let there. What? Light. Now, it's interesting. We got an absolute real rabbi with us today. What do y'all think about that? This guy not only speaks Hebrew, he writes Hebrew real serious. I mean, he's got it going. I mean, he's serious. And he's real, real smart. I'm telling the truth, Rabbi. I'm under an anointing right now. I tell the truth, I'm under an anointing. You're smarter than Bart. I can tell you that. Okay, now look at here. Now look at here. Look at here. And so I was talking about the Hebrew this morning. You know, it's possible. And the rabbi helped me. He said, the word is not just he spoke it. He so stated it that it vibrated with command. Now I got to thinking about that. Something that's stated that vibrates with command. It's like a Whitney Houston song. I mean, Whitney sang like that, didn't she? You know, when she sang, I mean, you knew when a Whitney Houston song was on. It wasn't just a lady singing. It was a vibration. You know, I still remember that Bodyguard movie. What's the name of the song she sang? It was famous. I will always love you. I don't know how I can forget that because I've heard that in 50,000 weddings. People walked out back and they didn't always love each other. Made me mad. They sang a song but didn't follow the action. But there's this vibration. For me, Luther Vandross would sing with you know who I'm talking about? Luther was serious. That's all. You young people missed out. Y'all ain't got no singers like that. I mean, these are love singers. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all got what? Y'all got, what do you have? Justin Bieber. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have fallen from Luther Vandross, Whitney Houston, to Justin Bieber. A Canadian with a bad haircut. I mean, come on. But Luther be smooth. You know, when Luther sang, I love you, it was like, oh, gosh. I love you. I used to play it for Elizabeth all the time since I couldn't sing. I said, what about little Luther tonight? Hey, baby. There was a vibration of what? Life. Hold on. What if God not only spoke it, but sang it? What if God is a musician, which part of him is? And he declares, let there be life. The angels be back up, you know. There was. And there's this vibration of life, man. It flies out of the heavenly kingdom. And that that was nothing became something. And the waters depart and the world begins to create. Now, I know this confuses a lot of people. And I'm so glad we got so many smart science students here. No, I really am. I'm going to get sick and I want you to figure it out. So you need to know molecules and all this stuff. But in every science class, you know, we have to take science class, even if we're in humanities. And I'm in this geography class at Western, and the professor was a little bit ornery, and he's going through all his theory of creation. And he pauses and he looks and he says, Ayers, aren't you some kind of a preacher? I said, some kind. What do you want, doc? He said, well, what do you feel about what I've said? I said, I feel like this. God said, let there be light. Bang! That's it for me. I said, God hadn't explained. He hadn't asked me to explain all the molecules of what happened. He's asked me to tell you one thing. Let there be light. And there was. And there is. And here's the good news, Rebecca. There always will be. Because guess who turned on the light switch? Come on. God! And if God turned on the light switch, who can turn it off? See, that's the problem with Satan. If you understand Satan, he thinks he can put his hand on the light switch. Satan is like, have y'all ever seen like a little bitty guy who wants to be bad? You know, not that y'all ever been to a club or anything, but in case you ever have. Have y'all ever seen a guy that walks in, he's not sure about himself, and he wants to fight everybody? Have y'all noticed the guys that know they can whip you, they don't mess with you? Most dangerous dude in the world is the ones that, let's go outside, and he goes, all right. That guy's going to whip you. The guy that's mouthing is talking, trying to convince himself of who he is. But see, we got a God that knows who he is. That delights me. God's not confused. However, I occasionally get confused. Do y'all occasionally get confused? If y'all ever ask these questions, why God? What about this one? Why me, God? These are all questions that have been asked all through God's Word, First Testament and Second Testament. I bet Job was asking some questions. I mean, here he is, his whole life's falling apart. He needed some antidepressants, and all he had was prayer. Oh, and he had some good friends, too. How would you like this Facebook of encouragement? Hey, Job, just curse God and die. That'd be better than what you're going through. There's been hard times before we got there. True? I mean, I kind of get tickled at our nation. We think we're in an economic crisis because we can only eat steak once a week. No, really, let me help you. There are people that starve in this world. We got people jumping up and down, holding $500 cell phones in Occupy movements, talking about their poverty when we got people that don't eat one meal a day. And by the way, they didn't even pay for their cell phones. I bought it for them. And the rest of you taxpayers bought it for them. And they think that's poverty. You see, what we've forgotten, guys, as we've grown long, we've forgotten something that's echoed from the beginning. Let there be light. He says, so simple, but so easy to forget. Let there be what? Light. Now go with me to 1 Colossians chapter 15, because it's very simple what God wants us to do. He wants us, through Jesus, to be the revelation of the invisible. Now some of y'all are going, ah, that ain't important. Yeah, it is. Young men, raise your hand if you're a young man. You consider yourself a young man. Even if you're an old man under delusion, you can go ahead and raise your hand today, all right? How many of y'all consider yourself a young man? Young man. All right. Young men, I'm going to tell you something. And all the older men in here, they've already blown this once. Now, some people say, it is not important for the invisible to be visible. Baloney. Forget Valentine's Day and see what happens to you. Now, in my male opinion, what kind of opinion? A male opinion, which is a useless opinion. You know, I'm thinking, what's the big deal? You know, if you need some chocolate, go get a Hershey's. Flowers have always bothered me. You pay a lot of money and they die 2 days later. Let's get something useful, like a blender. It keeps on giving. I'm sitting in front of my wife. All young men, hear ye. These concepts that will be temptations across your head, do not fall into them. They lead to marital trouble. Elizabeth, I have to confess, I've forgotten Valentine's Day before, haven't I?
I have. It's awful.
And you were upset, weren't you? Do not lie. We're in church.
She's upset. Because you know what she thought? I've married a total bonehead. Why can't he understand it's February the 14th? I put it on his schedule and put 5 hearts behind it. I thought that meant I needed to give blood today. I forgot. It's Valentine's Day. Hold on. What is Valentine's Day about?
Made what?
It's about the invisible love being made visible. I mean, think about it. I saw a Valentine's commercial, and they were selling like 6-foot teddy bears for $99. Now, who needs a 6-foot teddy bear? Nobody. They sell them $99. They said, get one for your honey, so when you're not there, she'll have something to hug. And I thought, that's better than her hugging somebody else. It might not be a bad idea. But what was that teddy bear supposed to do? I personally like the Valentine's leopard skin hoodie pajamas that came out. Hoodie footy. And it even had a tail on it. I was like, that's pretty cool. I didn't get those. My point is, don't tell me the invisible becoming visible is not important. Because it's important to us. This right here used to get me in trouble. Once again, this is a male opinion. Not worthy of eternity. Elizabeth, when we were young married, I've improved on this later in marriage, but when we were young married, she'd say, you don't tell me that you love me. I said, I told you when we got married, and I ain't changed my mind. I said, if I change my mind, I tell you, I love you. Why don't you know I love you? Wait, hold on. What did she need? She needed a visual of the invisible. Hold on, these folks were saved before they got into baptistry, but hold on, we needed a testimony of the invisible being made what?
Visual.
That's why God says, let there be light. Because what does light do? Two things that are very important. All source of life comes from light. Without light, guess what happens? If the sun goes out, what happens? Anybody know if y'all studied that yet? Or have they revised that too? Huh? The sun goes what? Sun goes out, what happens? We die. Because without light, there's no. You better hold on to that. Without light, there's no. That's the fabric of all of it. First Testament said, without light, there's no life. Hold on. And we have this Jesus guy, boom, enters into the world. And then he says crazy things like this. I am the of the. Wow. Reckon there's a connection point to let there be light and I am the light so that you and I might be enlightened. Reborn to rediscover who we really are. We're God's creation and God's madly in love with us. Let me give you this text because I want us to do one thing this week. If you're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, then guess what? You need to be the visual representation of an invisible happening. That's pretty powerful.
By the way, you can only do this with Jesus. Some of you go, well, Pastor Ayers, you don't understand. You don't give enough merit to the human strength. Really? Well, you're probably right. Because you know what I found about all human beings? They're temporary. You know what I found about all human ideas? None of them last long. You know, this will blow some of you college students away. Everything that science said back in the early 80s was absolute has now been proven not absolute in the 21st century. Now some of you are going, well, that's because we're more advanced now and a lot smarter. I bet in 2050, y'all will be going, I can't believe the things we didn't know in 2011. Because God's a God of what? Revelation, and we don't have it all figured out. You want to really get to salvation? Here's your first step to salvation. Dear God, I don't have it all figured out. And dear God, I realize that I'm flawed. And dear God, I realize I've made a lot of bad decisions. And dear God, I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die on a cross and live from that moment so that I might get a new life. Isn't that the movement of Christ? And what do we worry about? All these other little things that don't bring what? Life. It's in Jesus. Let me show you. He tells us that Jesus is what? The firstborn of all creation. He's what God had in mind. Rabbis, I was talking to another rabbi during Sabbath meal. He looked at me and he said, you know, preacher, Jesus is the best Jew I know. I said, I'm aware of that. In fact, the Second Testament says he is the ultimate Jew. And Jesus is what? Jewish. You go, well, why was he Jewish? Because God never tells a lie. And God made a promise way back, and that promise stays good today. And that's why you heard from the rabbi today, because guess what? I believe what God says will always be. What do you think? Some of you go, really? You better hope so. Because see, when I was 9 years old, God said, I've forgiven you of all your sin in Jesus Christ. I'm going to hold him to that on the day of my death. Because I guarantee you, if the Lord asked me, Ayers, why should I let you in here? God asked me that question. I'm going to go, I only have one reason. You said that you sent Jesus to forgive me of all my sins, and I had a whole lot of them, so I'm trusting that deal. If he says, well, how good were you? Obviously not good enough to get here. Oh, and Rabbi, if I go through the Ten Commandments, I made F. I love them. I made F. It said, have no other gods before me. I went, oh, man, I've loved Harleys. I've liked stuff. Sometimes I love the SEC because it's the best football conference God's ever created. And sometimes when it's the best, you tend to worship it. I've coveted stuff before. How many of y'all have ever coveted stuff? It says, do not covet. You know what that means? Don't look over at your neighbor's house and get all jealous. Now, how many of y'all have blown it there? Don't be lying either. Some of you will be coveted this spring. We're about a month away. Some guy in the neighborhood will come out with a, 55 horsepower chrome wheel, 72 inch, zero radius turn mower. With dual exhaust stacks out the back. And he'll start the dude at 6 o'clock in the morning just to wake up the neighborhood, And there you are following God. You got your granddaddy's 1963 20-inch cut snapper. You loving God, following Jesus. And there he's out there drinking beer after beer. Raising all matter of Cain on his new mower, and you'll look over and say, why can't I have what that guy has? How many of y'all have ever done that? That's called covenant. How many of y'all have ever seen just a real good-looking man or a real good-looking woman and had thoughts you shouldn't have been thinking? They weren't your wife or your husband. It all starts, guess where? And guess what God's desire is ultimately? To bring us to what? Life. If you really look at the Ten Commandments, it's very interesting. If you follow those Ten Commandments and you live that way, you live. And every commandment you break takes something away from your life. Have you noticed that?
If you steal stuff, you got to be paranoid that the police are going to catch you. If you're always wanting what somebody else has got, guess what? You never live with what you have. Have y'all noticed that? You women do that all the time. I see you doing it in this service. Some girl walk in dressed to the nines, and y'all go, I can't believe she wore that. You know why she wore it? She can. You know why you're jealous? You can't. And you know it. You tried it on. And you went, my God, my God. And when she tried it on, she went, oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? It's worship. Am I telling the truth? Hey, don't worry. Don't get guilty. Guess who's the most jealous group of little people I've ever seen in their life? Preachers. I don't know how rabbis are, but preachers are awful. They're like a bunch of seventh grade girls when they get together. They gossip about each other. They talk about each other. And they're wondering who is the best. I'll tell you who the best is. Let me tell you. He who revealed the invisible of God. Go with me to that 15th verse. Let's look at it very deeply. Who is this Jesus? He's the one that God sent. He is God's son that we might know who? God. He wants to do what? Bring us to life. He wants us to vibrate with life. The son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Man, let me tell you what. When you follow Jesus, you're connected to what? Creation. Creation. Just the way it is. For in him all things were created. How many of y'all believe that? For in him what? All things were created. How many of y'all glad to be a part of the creation? How many of y'all know you were created? And you were created by who? God. Now see, don't do this right here. Don't tell people, well, I'm self-made. Baloney. Even if you came out of a test tube, you ain't self-made. Somebody had to mix the test tube up. God made us. Hold on. And Jesus remakes us, doesn't he, Raj? He remakes us into the likeness of what? Heaven. So we can't see heaven, right? But yet we can. Because when I look at you, I see parts of Jesus. Look at each other for just a second. Hold on. Look around. Come on. Move. Look. What are you seeing here? Y'all are awful quiet. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to send y'all to some of them sit and stare churches. What? Come on. What? What do you see when you look around here? No, let me tell you what I see when I look around here. The totality of Jesus. See, when I look at me, I only see a part. I think we all get parts of it. But you got to put it all together to start seeing the fullness of God. Now, Jesus can house the fullness of God, and I house some of it. Enough to get me there. But you know what, Klein? I need you because you house a piece of it. And Elizabeth has a piece of it. Rabbi, you house a piece of it. Make sense? Bart, you house it. You see what I'm talking about? Everybody gets a what? Piece of it. I can't sing like Billy Duvall. Can some of y'all sing like Billy Duvall? I've never heard anybody sing like Billy Duvall. He's got a whole choir in one mouth. And that's what God gave what? Him. So you know what I'm supposed to do when I hear Billy Duvall sing? I'm supposed to sit there and listen to what, the revelation of who? God. I'm not supposed to go, God, how come you didn't give me that kind of pipes? He'd have gone, because there's you couldn't wear them cool coats Billy wears. God's got a purpose in each one of us. Live out his design in your life. Allow the invisible to become what? Check it out, church. For in him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth. Visible and what? Now be careful. I want you young people to know something. Y'all ever get stumped as you go through the university? How many of y'all have had this question so far? What am I supposed to do? I have an answer to your question. Graduate. With what degree? One of them. Come on, I'm telling the truth. Because you know what most people are going to do here? You're going to do something different than you think you're going to do with your life. I mean, I went to college. I was going to be like special ed teacher, coach, and I was going to preach a little on the side. I've told y'all this before. Some of y'all went to high school with me. Nowhere in the yearbook did it say, most likely to pastor a church. It did have incarceration possibility.
But not Pastor what? The church. Do I look like a guy that's supposed to pastor a church? No, not really. I mean, pastors are supposed to be nice guys. They're supposed to be polite. I mean, listen, when I got called to ministry, I had a mullet. Man, I had hair down to here, back down to here, and a goatee that went like this, and I had short hair on the top. I had a license plate on my truck that said, God, guns, and guts. Let's keep all three. I was pro-gun, pro-God, and pro-fortitude. I still am. That ain't changed. But you know what? I thought, God, you can't use me. There it is. Hey! Lord have mercy! And what's so sad, that picture's after refinement. Hold on, here's what I'm trying to tell you right now. All right, that's good. Tell you what, I'm going to start doing, sharing some pictures I got on the screen. Some of y'all won't be laughing. Ready? Look here. Man, my wife is laughing. Elizabeth didn't like that hairdo, Debbie. You ready? Look here. The invisible becomes what? Always. You know what you have in you that has yet to be revealed? Invisible things from God. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the fruits of what? Spirit. What is God? What essence is God? Spirit. We proclaim and believe that Jesus is spirit as flesh. And now hear how I said that. Not spirit in flesh, spirit as flesh. 100% God, 100% man. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Spirit as what? Human. When we get saved, what enters into us? Spirit. It frees us of our sins and allows what God speaks as invisible to become what? Visible. Y'all are getting this. Let me just give you the power. Visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, listen to this. All things were created by him and for him. Now, here's what I want you to know. Here's how powerful God is. I don't want you to get so worked up. Listen, politics do not solve the situation. Is everybody cool with that? I mean, I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, an independent, whatever you decide to be. Obviously, you all know that's not going to be the solution to all of humanity. It's an order. That's an order. Make sense? But then there's the creator. And I think here's what's so fascinating. Our society needs a creator now. We need something to recreate us. Wouldn't you agree? That's why the change motif falls short with human understanding. Because here's the problem. Anybody that's been married more than 3 years knows you can't change anybody. True? People can't change people. Parents can't change their children. Y'all made that observation? Can't do it, can't Jack? They can't. Much as you want your child to do whatever they want you to do, they'll do what they want to do. Even though if it drives you madman crazy, they'll do what? Got you all figured out, don't I? But what if you did what God wanted you to do? Then you become a revelation of the invisible being made what? Visible. For by him all things were created. That means you, that means me, and that means everybody else we encounter. And we're to go make, aren't we, John Paul, the invisible what? Visible. Isn't that what Jesus did? He took the concept of sacrifice and he became it. Nailed to a cross, he became sacrifice. O Lamb of God. Sacrifice. What did he put on there, Clay? All sin. And 3 days later, what did he proclaim? Life. Jesus rose from the dead. Why do you think God did it that way? I mean, God could have just come down here, raced everybody, pushed the big delete button, cleared all of our sins up, and that'd be it. But you know what? I think Jesus wanted us to get that death is not the end. that things die, that's the sad news. But even in the sad news, there's always great news, and things live on. For those who have received Jesus as their what? Lord and Savior. It's amazing. Isn't it cool that y'all are young and already know that your mission is to reveal that is invisible? So if they ask you in the dorm, what are you doing today? You go, revealing that's invisible, and just walk on. Tomorrow at work, say, what'd you do this weekend? I revealed some invisible. They'll be calling at work. What's the number of our, like, mental health care part of our employment? But really, guess what we do every day? We reveal the what? Invisible. We do it in our marriages. We do it in our work life. We do it in our student life. We do it in life, because guess what that is? Life. Now today, God's drawn some of you to a new life. Isn't that cool? Here's what I love. God so loved you so much today that he brought you to church. Let me help you. How many of y'all are sitting here like this? I have no idea why in the world I'm in a church today. Could it be that God wants you to know your story can be rewritten? It's called grace. And it's in the First Testament as well as the Second Testament. Yes. It's called atonement. It's called newness. It's called go wash your robes. It's called go sing in the temple. It's called rejoice before the Lord. It's called making the invisible visible. See, Jesus said that he would raise from the dead. And everybody said, guess what they said, Kelton? Guess what they said? Yeah, right. Rabbi running around going, yes, I will. In 3 days, I'll be back. And they went, yeah, right. You imagine Jesus coming today and saying, in 3 days, I'll be back. And they go, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger said. But that's what Jesus did. And so here's what I want you to know. You'll never reveal the invisible till you become a part of the invisible. Now you get it, brother. There is an invisible. There is something greater than me in me that's trying to get out and touch and change the whole world. Amen? And we're all a part of that together in Jesus. Cool deal? All right, I'm done. Did y'all get this today? There'll be more next week. Please come back next week, because you kind of need to get the B part of this message. Okay? So what are we going to do this week? We're revealing what? Invisible. So Dale, when you get on the radio, what are you doing? That's right. You driving down Scotts Road, what are you going to be doing? Yep, reveal the invisible. God has brought you all here today. To do what? To worship, to pray. This is a house of what? Prayer. And so if we pray, what's prayer do? Reveal the invisible. What does worship do? Yeah. When Billy was singing, didn't y'all hear a little angel behind him backing up? Absolutely, he's revealing it. But y'all think I'm crazy. I'm telling the truth. What does healing do? Why did Jesus heal people? He was concerned about health care, or was he concerned about life? Life. It's all about life. Well, let's stand together, and some of you are going to receive that great life that is no longer invisible. Y'all been great today. Thank you for being here. Listen, it's a time of decision. Everybody gets fidgety at a time of decision. Hello? They get fidgety. Some of you are going to come today because you need to be baptized. That's really cool. You saw baptism today. If you have not been baptized as a conscious, your decision to be baptized, you know what I'm talking about? If you were baptized as a baby, you know what I say? Man, that's really cool, because guess what that means? Your parents so loved you so much, they said, I want my child to know God. That's very much a visual hoping for the invisible experience. But you know what? I think it's totally healthy as an adult. So you know what? I want to confirm that I follow Jesus. I want to make that statement that I follow Jesus. Baptism's important. Jesus said it was. But beyond that is salvation. How many of y'all have said, Lord Jesus, I've blown it? If you go through the Ten Commandments, how many of y'all make an A? I'll tell you how many, just in case you're cocky. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody made it, because these aren't the Ten Commandments. Now, Rabbi, you're not from the South. The South in the United States has rewritten the Ten Commandments. Here's our commandments. Don't smoke, don't chew, don't do, don't drink. You got it.
None of them are in the original 10 that God wrote. Those are the ones that we wrote. You know why we wrote those? We can do those without Him. And here's what I'm telling you, my friend. Listen, I love y'all. It's bothersome, too. It's tough to love people, isn't it? But when you love people, you want them to go to heaven. We want you to go to heaven. We want you to be with God forever, don't we, Sean? We talk about it every day. We go to class. We try to be the best we can before the Lord for one reason, that you might know Jesus. That's it. Because if you know Jesus, guess what? Then heaven knows you. And no matter what else happens to you, you're okay. As sad as I was getting off that plane this week in Costa Rica, and I took those first steps, and I don't like being real emotional and that kind of stuff. I just don't like it. And I started down a hallway, and I clear customs, and I could see my brother in my mind. He's a 6'4" Costa Rican, so he kind of stood out. And every time I've been there, he would always be waiting. He'd always have his big hand up. Pastor! You know what? I saw his hand. But I heard another voice. Stephen? Yes, Lord. My will. Yes, Lord. I said, do what I tell you to. Yes, Lord. It's shorter than you think. Hey, I'm beginning to get that, God. Be faithful. I said, Lord, you've taken care of everything before we got here. He goes, isn't that always the case? I find out I don't do much, know much. I just happen on what God's already done. And so today when I invite you to the altar, I'm really just happening on what God's already done. Jesus died on the cross. None of us. Today, there's some of you all for the first time in your life, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. Wow. And then guess what he's going to do? It's called this. Raise. I remember when I was in Israel, you was always going up. You go up to the covenant of God. You go up to the Temple Mount. You go up to the Mount of Olives. You know what God was trying to tell us? I'm a God of up. I'm a up God. So when you down, I'm going to bring you what? Up. So here's the love of God, that He would reach down, bring us up. Go read the Bible. It's pretty cool. It's a real simple book. That's why I can understand it. You go across. You go up. When you're down, he takes you back. It's all kinds of moves in the Bible. So follow him. Here's one today. Come on. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. That's repentance. Can I break it down to where you understand it? Jesus, I am so sorry. Forgive me. Guess what will happen? He'll forgive you. Now, if you've done that this week, a lot of y'all have done that this week in some other ministries. Come and let the pastors know about baptism, all right? Works, doesn't it? Hadn't hurt you a bit, has it?
Not a bit.
Clay, has it hurt you any?
Yes, sir.
You were bald before you got baptized, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding. Come on, pray with me right now. Lord, all the beauty of your people. Lord, today there are going to be some people be saved here today, and that's your business, Lord, and it amazes me. I'm amazed every day. Lord, today there's some folks that need to be baptized, and you're going to call them out to do that. There's some others today, Lord, that just need to come and regain their confidence in you because they've lost sight. They've lost sight of the invisible because there's just so much in the visible that distracts us. Hold on, I just feel this. Lord, take away the distractions in our minds and our hearts that we might see you clearly. Draw us by your grace to your salvation. Whoever it is. So sister, I invite you forward. And brother, I invite you forward. And grandfather, I invite you forward. Whoever it is, that they might know Jesus, man. The one who made the invisible what? Visible. Well, let's do the same. All right, look at me. This is great. The altar's open. Some people are already coming. They're already being saved. And they've already been, so come and tell us about it, though. Okay, watch. Pastors are just people who follow God just like you. And we can't read your mind and know what's happened unless you what? Tell us. We prefer English, but we are able to do a few other languages with interpreters. But tell us what God's doing in your life. So come on and pray and let God touch you. Let God touch you right now. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing people forward. Thank you right now for bringing them forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.